Excuse me, but reversing this tape caused me a little trouble. The Vietnamese, they're the closest thing to Americans that I know of in the Orient. A lot of them have been mixed with French and Negroid and Indian. Most of them don't have the eye folds that Chinese and some Japanese have. And they're independent. These people have no inhibitions. They're forward and bold and brave, and if they could only speak English, I'd say they're really the kind of people I'd like to be around. But I have a little trouble with the language, as I told them in Washington I would have. But I get along quite well. The women all wear a certain costume with long pants and a sort of a slit skirt clear up to their waist. And there's lots of good-looking gals around here, but this is a small town. They're kind of countrified, and they don't pay too much attention to Americans. In fact, I don't know whether they like us or not. But I like the people I work with, and they're intelligent, industrious. Most of them are a little bit crooked, but that's the way of life in the Orient. And once you get acquainted with their kind of thinking, it's not too difficult to live with them. The work we're doing here for them and with them is going to change their society more than they ever know. They'll never be the same again, no matter what the outcome of this little episode we're playing now. They'll never be as they were before. They've got to come into the modern world, because there's no way for them to exist, no matter whether they are communist or capitalist. But I imagine they'll be capitalists. We go in to do things, and we don't lose, neither do we give up. We've got a lot of problems in the United States about trying to solve this problem out here, but still America has never lost anything they've undertaken, and they're not going to lose this one either. As I say, I enjoy my work. Part of it's because I have some fairly decent quarters here. I live with the province senior advisor and have a big room in his house. He's a bachelor, and there are three of us living here. We have heat on his mess, and we pay our mess bill to him. It's a little tedious living with the boss, because most of the time you're with the job 24 hours a day. But he's a fine gentleman. He's been in the Foreign Service Officers Corps for a good many years, 15 or more. He's quite a diplomat, and I learned very much from him and watching him operate. He's also a Mason, by the way, and it makes his relationship and mine that much more closer, because we have that common bond. We eat in a mess here with the boss, as I said, but we get our mail and the PX and go to the church up at the military compound, which is called MACV, or is one of the old military assistance groups. It used to be when you and I were in Honolulu and I was in SyncPAC Fleet. But this MACV is, and CORDS are the same. MACV is a military and CORDS is a civilian part of this organization. And the military takes good care of us. We're a little bit far removed from the big cities and the supply lines. Our PX is very small, but it's quite adequate, and they have these tapes. However, they don't have the Polaroid film that I'm asking you for, so you're going to have to send me a lot of stuff, I guess, sooner or later. I'll get the word to you that I haven't already written about, and I seem to have written to you considerable about things to send me. But we have very nice living conditions here. We're surrounded by the Arvin. We have an Arvin, or a Vietnamese battalion of soldiers that protect this town. And we have no real serious problems, except perhaps when the VC might stage a major attack against a certain area in the province. And usually we know where their big forces are forming. And we have military all over the cotton picking land, and every mile or so there's a detachment and a fort, as you'll see in some of the pictures that I've taken from the air. So I'm relatively secure and safe in the work I do, because nobody wants to destroy the guy that's giving them food. And as I've written in my letters, perhaps the only thing that might be dangerous is if I'd run over a mine. And in the conditions here, we always wait until the military has swept the mines and the roads, and we don't usually go too much distance on the roads before 10 o'clock in the morning. So you don't need to worry your pretty head about this handsome husband of yours. He'll be home in February, and I'll be able to tell you a lot more as I'm a little bit closer to you, can hold your hand and assure you that all is well. This is the main thought for Christmas. Joy and peace is in our hearts, in my heart. The peace, the VC are having a little trouble with peace in their hearts, because our military really give them fits. But it's time for the Christmas carols, and I'm waiting for you to send me some tapes of Christmas songs that maybe you've already had Tom Jones tape for you. And I'll be seeing you. Give little old Cindy a pat. Tell all my relatives I love them. But I love you most of all, honey. So take good care of yourself. And I hope this tape is a big success, because we'll probably be sending them back and forth from now on. Merry Christmas, good luck, and a happy birthday to you, too. Bye.